Sagt die Gemara, darf Herr mit Bey 3 Lines von der Wadden. Tanya, aber Binyamin Oymel. Schneim, sie nicht nur Sulispalo. If two people came to Davin. Together. The Kodam Echemem Lispalo, will him to his Chavero. And one of them did not wait for his fellow friend to finish. Piyotso. And he left. That means he left him over there himself. Toyofin loy tfilosoy. The fun of. They're going to come and be ma'arvev and take away his tefillah that he just did. It just went in naught. Shenema, toyref nafshoi ba'apoi halamancho tazoiv eretz. Zog Rashi, toyref nafshoi ba'apoi. Nafshoi is a loshen of lifnei Hashem, which is loshen to tefillah. Litzav is nafshoch b'fonecho. Nefesh is tefillah. Halamancho tazoiv eretz v'chi sovar yisro shebishulcho sheyotzato tistalek shchino v'yazvitz chavecho mispar lefonov. Meaning, you think because you left, so the question is exactly what that means. You left, so the Orach understands it to mean, because whenever two people are together, like the Gemara says later, so you're now gurim that the Shechina leaves. That's one pshat. Not sure if Rashi says the exact same thing or not, but upon him, that Rashi b'tmi, v'chisova yisra shebishvilcha shetzat tistalek ha-shechino, v'yaz chavecho. That's what you think you're going to accomplish now by leaving? So Mela, because of that, you're going to be terrified of your tefillah. Zoktim over lo yoid. That's the hemshech taka. Ela shegoyram l'shechina shetistalik miyisrael, yegoyram that shechina leaves kal yisrael. Shenema, vayatek tzum im koymoy, vein tzur ala kodesh bohu. Shenema, tzur yelar tchoteshi, and that's what you're goyram. Vim himtoin. And if you wait for him to finish, ma'aschoroi, what's the schar? Om reb yoiz reb chanino, Zoyche lebrochus, Yezoyche to gewaldige brochus halolu, Shenemar, Lu ikshafto le mitzvoysai, ikshafto zog Rashi is loshen hamtonihi. If you would have wait, le mitzvoysai, Rashi understands to mean, bishvil mitzvoysai she tzivisa ligmol chesed. You're doing chesed za tzveti yid. You're waiting for him to finish. So Lu ikshafto, if you would have wait, meaning if loshen hamtonah, le mitzvoysai, to do chesed for someone else, Vehi kenhar shlemecho v'tzidkosecho kigalei hayam v'hi kechol zarecho v'tzitzecho meyecho gvaldige brachos of tzitzoyim and kigalei hayam etc. etc.
Is there also some Indian of mazikin?
So now Tosis understands this to mean as follows. Zok Tosis pirshu benutam. So Rashi learns as chesed. Like you're saying, no, doesn't mention mazikin. Do chesed tzatzvetid. What is the chesed? Chesed is tam that he should not be himself. Zog the tesis. Pirush benitam. Dezeho yolahem v'batek nesiyos shalahem. This is referring to their batek nesiyos shahoyu besoda. V'lekach b'layla yesh lahamtin. Since at night, so you wait. V'ariyo yama because pasha because of mazikin. V'ariyo yama achet tefilosah. He used to wait, and even after he finished, umarich, and he used to extend his tefilah shiyetsu kulam till everyone left. And even if someone came late, it seems like from the Rebbe, while he was there, he took out a Gemara. He wasn't the first one out, he was the last one out. To wait for someone else, even if the Rebbe, the Rizan Hogger, take out a Sefer. So the Maaseh is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah brings that even Bizman Azeh, Where there's no mazikin, we're not in the soda, we don't have that chash, still there's an Indian to wait. Rabbi Yoni says that the vart is because if you're leaving a person alone, then he's scared. If he's scared, he can't be mechavan his tefillah. If he can't be mechavan his tefillah, so mele, that's the chesed that you do with him in order to help him that he shouldn't be stuck himself, and that's the reason why I have to wait for him. Lemaisa, the Rambam said that's the reason why we have brochas bein sheva also. Achz mein sheva we have in order that people shouldn't be left themselves. They come late. The Baruch Shem Lo'olam, that's all part of it, that a person shouldn't be left himself. Now, if someone, lemaisa, comes late, or if someone stam has an extensive long davening that's past the norm, like you're familiar with that, so then maybe he doesn't care about mazikin. Then maybe there's no mitzvah to wait. But from the Ri, it's not mashma like that. The Ri says, "V'riyoy ma'achet filosof ma'ach at shiotze kulam v'im b'toich kach o yishum odem bo b'toich kach any person even after the regular time." But like upon him, that's not so posh if you mechuyev to wait for them. Now, the mashma says you wait in order to this chesed that you're doing is that you're able to answer omein, and that's the schar that you're muftach to get k'nehosh lamecho. Akapan, we see one thing. The same hanhaga, a person that leaves early, a person that leaves late, it's two opposites. One is bracha, one is klala. State in Sfarna, in Pashach A. Deina sat lefnecha yoim, ha bracha va klala. It's a dichotomy, two opposites. Either you get the guest of brachas for waiting, or you get the guest of klala's tzvi lad chateshi. You're going to shchina to sistalik. Sokdi mo tanya, ave bin yomen oimer. Mole nit norishus la'ayin liros enkol belyo yuchol lamed b'pnei amazikin. So this is a very good hemshech according to the last gemara. Pshat was takam mazikin, not to leave a person alone. Zok d'gemara, now what is this, what are these mazikin? Tanya, habinyam noimel. Mole nit norishus la'ayin liros. If a person would able to see these mazikin, enkol belyo yuchol lamed b'pnei amazikin, you cannot withstand looking at the mazikin. It would be too much of a sakana. Zok d'gemara, omer abaya inu nefishim minon. They are more than us. The kaimalon ki kaslo leugyo, and they surround us like kaslo leugyo. Zogashi keshuras chafira makefes leugyo, just like a row of in the field. Shoyzin tachas akfanim, so you dig around it for the irrigation system. So that's how they surround us. Mamash around us. Omer avuna kol chad bechad minon. Each one of them is alpha mismoilo kol chad bechad minon. Each one of us, meaning how many mazikin are around us, alpha mismoilo, 1,000 on our left side, v'rvavoso, which is 10,000, miyamino. That's a lot. The pasuk on the side, it says by Mina Gemara, shenema yipo mitzitcho elef, u'rvava miminecho. So mitzitcho is a smile, and rvava is miminecho. Now, bizman hazeh, it's yidua, it's nismatu mazikin, nismatu shedim, so you have to know how much you really have to
You don't have to worry so much.
But the ma'isa, if it's brought down that if a person says the mizmah of Yoshev B'seis Elyon, that is megim and amazikin. So if a person is choshed, l'man the choshed, Yoshev B'seis is the remedy. Zok demor omar over. Hai duchke dahave bekala. You know, when you go to a shir, zok drashi duchke bekala and yom Shabbos. So even though it's Yoshev revochim, not everyone is there, it feels like this room, but the ma'isa, we feel duchka, even though there's room. It's like in the Beis HaMikdosh. Here it's the opposite. Yoshim Revocha, but Lamaisa, it feels, why does it feel so fashtupt over here? Zog the Gemara, you know why it's like that? Minayu Hava. It's because of them. They're there too. The mazikin all around. That's what feels fashtupt. Zog the Gemara, Hani Birke Deshili. Birke Deshili, Zogdrashi, Brochim Ayefim. Knees that are tired from Tamid Chomim's knees. Minayu, it's right from them. It's because of them. Zok demora, hai man, hani mani de rabbonon de bolu. If you have the clothing of Tamid Chomim, are bolim, are worn out very quickly, more than usual, even if they don't work, Zok Rashi, ain't a b'nei melocha. They don't work, they're not exactly sitting, they're not carpenters. What's up is their clothing gets so worn out so quickly. Zok demora, michufi didu, it's because of them. They sit next to them. They're rubbing against them. That's why Itaka gets rubbed out. Sokmar hani de menakvim. Kari de menakvim. Feet that stumble. Minayu, it's vital because of them. Person trips suddenly. It's vital because of them. They're in the way. Haiman de boy oh, Sokmar haiman de boy lemeda. Lemeda lehu. If you want to see them and you want to know what they are, so laisi, you want to, haiman de boy lemeda. If you want to see if they were there, so laisi kitma nihila. Bring kitma, which is ashes, nihila, which is sifted out. And place it around your bed at night. Place those ashes around your bed. In the morning, you will see footsteps of a chicken feet. Because that the mazikin have feet of chicken feet. The tanagoyla, kikara the tanagoyla. Zog the gemara, haiman de boyle michzinu. If you want to see them, I don't know why a person would want to see them. The gemara before started off, so it's not exactly a healthy thing to see them. You should bring a shilya, the embroy of a shundrasa, of a cat, uchmasa, a black cat. Bas uchmasa. This black cat is a daughter of a black cat. Buchasa bas buchasa. She has to be a firstborn of her mother being a firstborn too. Bilakalye benura. And burn it in fire. Bilashachke. And grind it. Bilamalia ena, and then fill up your eyes with those ashes. The malia ena, sometimes it means, it doesn't matter, in Gemara and Shabbos, Malele Kuchla, over there Rashi in the Gemara is Mum Vur and Afgud, it's talking about around the eye. So it doesn't always mean in the eye, it can mean around the eye. Vilamalia Aina. And then you fill yourself up, your eyes with it. And then, Mine, the Chozule. And then you'll be able to see him. Zakti Gemara, Vilashadia, the Gufsa de Palzala, and the leftover ashes. You don't just leave around. The mazik can get a hold of it, and that's going to be a sakana. Veleshadi begufse de pazla. Place them in a barrel, a metal barrel from barzel. Velechteme begushpanka, and seal it with a metal seal. The choisim shel barzel hashi, because something that's mitid the tzar vechosim less the reshusa. Karamidim cholabaser. Mazik can have no reshusa to come to something that's gushpanka, that's sealed. Why barzel punktar kapanim sealed? They can't get touch, come close to. Zogmo, what's the chash? Why does it have to be sealed? Zogmo, Dilma Ganve Minayu. They might come get a hold of it and steal it because they don't want you to see them, so they know this is the remedy, this is the way to see them. So Mela, they will steal it. Zogmo, Velachtem Pume, and you, when you do all this, make sure your mouth is tight sealed. No, not your mouth. Velachtem Pume, oh no, your mouth, Taka. Velachtem Pume, your mouth should be sealed. Kehege de la Litzik. In order that you should not be nizik, because after all, it's taka a dangerous thing that you're trying to do. So the mother, before we talked about the seal, velachtem begushpanka. Now we're talking about pume. Now we're talking about your mouth. Besides sealing the barrel where the ashes are left, also seal your mouth. Keep your mouth closed. Ki heich the litzik, they nizik, they come into your mouth. Not a healthy thing. Zok the mother, Rabbi Barabaya Oved Hochi, he did so. Chaza, he taka saw them by doing this remedy, this potency with this cats. Ve'itzak, and he was taka nizak. Zokemo bo rabbonu rachme alayu. The rabbonu davened for him. Ve'itzi, and he was healed. Zok the gemara. Zok mo tanya. Abba bin yomin oimo. Ein tefila shalodim nishmas el bebeis hakneses. Tefila of a person is only heard in the beis hakneses. Now it doesn't mean the Gemara says ein tefila nishmas el bebeis hakneses. That means in the shul. If a person davens be yichidus, or if a person davens in his home, his tefillahs not nishmat. So shtein chochmas menoyach that avada, the tefillahs that a person does in his home are not levatola. But he understands the gemara to mean that if a person eventually goes to daven in a tzibur, with a tzibur, so then the tefillahs that he did originally, those are then going to be nishmas. Then they be mitzarif to those tefillahs. Then. So again, ein tefillah shalom nishmas ala beis hakneses. He's talking about even b'yichidus l'chayra. It's a makam of the tefillah. The avdem zok dechachma noyach, it doesn't mean that all the tefillahs that were not in the Beis Knesset are not nishmas at all. It means that later on there will be nishmas when you eventually go to the Beis HaKnesses. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, lishmoya el arino vel atfilo. What's el arino vel atfilo? Zok drashi, zok demora, b'mokam rina, shom tei tefillah. B'mokam rina zok drashi. B'Beis HaKnesses, shom oimrim atzibu shirus v'tish b'achoyz. Bini'imois koil orev. The Beis HaKnesses is called the Makam Rino. That's where your tefillah should be. Omer Rav Baravad Omer Yitzchok. Binayin Shekosh Baruch Hu Motzei Beis HaKnesses. How do we know that the Eibishter is Motzei in the Beis HaKnesses? Shenemar Elokim Nitzov Be'Adas Kel. The Eibishter is in the Adas Kel. So Drashi Adas Kel, the base Moyet Shaloi, in the place that he gathers, or that Klal Yisrael gathers, that's the base Vad of the Eibishter. So the Eibishter is Nitzov Adas Kel. Uminayin La'Sorei Shemispalin Sheshchini Imoim. How do we know that any 10, this is, I'm talking about in the shul, the Shechini is Motzi. How do we know that 10 people daven, that when there's a minion, Sheshchini Imoim, that the Shechini is there? Shenema Elokim Nitzov Be'Adas Kel. So Drashi Asorei, Minayin La'Sorei, Eida Kuya Asorei. Any 10 people is called an Eida, it's called Asorei. Like we know by the Meraglim, Shenema Admosel Eida Ara Azois. Yotze Kolev Yeshua, because there were 12 Meraglim, but the Maisa Yeshua and Kolev were out, so there were 10. And that's like the Makor of Minyan. Yeah. The Makor of Minyan, a Minyan doesn't have to be Tzadikim. We take a learn out Bedavka from Adas Meraglim. Yeah. Even them, even those type of people. Shenem Alekim Nitzo Ba'Adaskel. So, Shechin is Imoim, Shenem Alekim Nitzo Ba'Adaskel. Uminayin the Shloisha. How do we know that even three people, Shiyoshim Bedin, three people are three Dayonim. Dayan could be Yochim Mumcha, but three Dayanim that sit together and Yoshim Bedin, Sheshchini Moim, the Shechina there, Shenemar, Bekerav Elokim Yishpoit. That the Eibush says, Bekerav Elokim, so Drashi, Ve'ein Bezdin Kuim Elokim, Bezdin is called Elohim, Elo Begimel, Ve'akam Sanhedrin. So Bekerav Elohim, which is referring to now Choyal, the Bezdin, Yishpoit, and that's the Eibush says, Bekerav when they do the Mishpataka. The Masho says that if you're Medayik in the Loshon HaGemara, by Asorah, it says Elakim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel. Nitzav, he's standing. And by Bezdin, Shalisha Deyarim Sheyoshvu, it says, Bekerav Elakim Yishpat. So he says, Meduktik. Because when you're davening, you're supposed to stand. Shmonesa, it means Tefillim is standing. So the Eivishter is mamish standing like we're standing. And that's why you're not allowed to be Oyved Alaramas before Amis Palo. Because the Eivishter is there. By a din, the halach is, the Yorim have to be Yoshev. Yoshev in Mishpat. So then the Taket says, Bekerav Elakim Yishpat. By the first part, it says, Nitzav, Elakim Nitzav. Second one is Bekerav, because Taket they are sitting, so the Eivishter is sitting also. Zokti Gemara. Uminayin l'shnayim shi'oishim v'oishim b'teira, even two people that are oishim b'teira, sheshchini moim, the shchini is with them, shenemar, oz nidbru yirei Hashem, ish al re'eyu means two people, v'yakshev Hashem, v'yishmo, the end of the pasuk, v'yikosev, sefer, v'yikorin, the fun of the yirei Hashem, l'choish v'shmoi. So we see even by two, that the Eibishter, the shchini is there. So my l'choish v'shmoi, what's pshat at this end of this pasuk? So tomorrow, Omer Rav Ashi, choshev adam lasses mitzvah, v'nenas. Even if a person thinks about doing a mitzvah, yeah, and he didn't end up doing it, it's gevaldik eschus over here. It's mal choshev adam lasses mitzvah. V'loy also, a new dinner we're learning out from. Choshev shmoi, nas malal avakosav kilo osa, as if he did it. Now, some explain, the Mesh Chochma brings, what do you mean? It's considered like he did it. He didn't do it. So he says, just like we find in Chazal, Machshavah Tov Yakadosh Baruch Hu Metzafel Lemaisa by Yisrael, by Lishma Al Kaponim. So here also, it's Malal of Kilo also is because Machshavah Tov Choshev Lasa Mitzvah, which is Lishma. So Machshavah Tov Yakadosh Baruch Hu Metzafel Lemaisa. The Yerushalmi in Gittin, Yerushalmi in Kedushin, both places, Yerushalmi says that it's a shtickle shver. But the Yerushalmi says, the Chayim has this question that Oynes. Command the loy ovid, we say. If a person did something and was ba'oinus, it's considered as if he didn't do it, right. The bad thing. Mashenke in oinus command the ovid, loy amrino shek nushalmi. So in oinus command the ovid, we don't say. Yeah. So how could it be over here? Chisha vodam lasa mitzvah venenas. Veloy also, malakilo also, is oinus command the ovid, loy amrino. So how could it be kilo also? So someone answer, the malal of kilo also is referring to the schar. Not the ma'aseh mitzvah. Avada oinus command ovid avada is not shayach. He can't do a ma'aseh that never took place. The schar of the mitzvah that you get, but the ma'aseh avada is command the loy ovid. Because be'etzim, there's a big discussion in the poskim, which unfortunately can happen. I've seen it discussed. If someone loy aleinu puts on tefillin his whole life, and after 30 years he checks his tefillin and he sees there's no parshas inside, so his whole life he wanted to put it doing a mitzvah. So do we say malol of kilu also? Do we say as if he put on tefillin? The ma'ase is a gav is a kakaf leman of tefillin. So it is kilu also or not? So according to this pshat, the end of Yerushalmi, it just maybe means that he gets the schar of the tefillin. But at the end of the day, he didn't do the ma'ase. So if he didn't do the ma'ase, maybe he remains with the status of kakaf leman of tefillin. It's not kilu also on the etzem ma'ase if he never put it on because he wanted to. It's on the schar. So mitzad the schar by tefillin, you might have a problem because it's still a fart the kakaf leman of tefillin, which is a different gather. So I'll come on him. That's an interesting question. If an azaf fall, if it's kilu also ma'amish or not. Zog di gemara. Uminayin shafilu echot, even one person. Uminayin shafilu echot sheyoshev b'ezek b'teira sheshchini imoy deshchini zdiyah shenemar b'chol amokoyim ashe askir eshmi ovo yalecho v'rachticho ovo yalecho z'loshen yochid. Even then, so Rashi ovo yalecho z'loshen yochidu uv'rachticho, and I'll give you the bracha, which means that the shchini is there. Rashi al teira, the pashas is referring to that. This is referring to in the base of Mikdash b'chol mokam ashe askir eshmi, meaning by birchas kahanim when they noise kapayim they mask Hashem ha'mefoirish. That is how Rashi learns in Chumash that this is referring to. But here the Gemara is saying this is referring to echad sheyoshev v'loymed is the shchini imoy. Zok the Gemara. Even if one person is there, so trei boy, you need to tell me in Chiddush that too. And zok the Gemara trei michtav and milai b'sefer zichronis. By two people that are learning, then their words of Torah are written on b'sefer zichronis. Chad le michtav milai b'sefer zichronis. By one, the milai is not michtav b'sefer zichronis. Look in Tosov here. Tosov Rabbi says chad le michtav milai b'sefer zichronis kloimar im acherim. He's not written together with others. Aval b'sefer levado, yavado, his own words, even by one, is written. Nichtovin. Kan aminu v'chol ma'asecha b'sefer nichtovin. Kosh kemida toiva. If kol ma'asecha, every action that a person does, even action that are rois, are nichtovin. So kosh kemida toiva, it's written. It just means, im acherim, that's a chiddush of two. We said a number of one. We said two. We said three. We said ten. So you need to tell me that shloshim iboy by dayonim. No, the chiddush in 3 years. Dina shalma balmu. Maybe when the dayonim sit in the bezdin, they're doing a favor for tzveta yid. It's dina shalma. They're making peace between husband and wife, between chayshem ish, between two people. So dina shalma balmu. Obisnish toira mamish. V'lo yaseh shchina. Kamash v'lo nein. The dina nami haynu toira. Dina is toira. Sitting in a toira in a din toira dos is toira. It's not just doing shalom between two people. So Gemara v'chimachad afil utloso. If we know that three have shechina, so you need to tell me the first pasuk of Elokim nitzav ba'aretz keil. That by ten asorim biboya. So Gemara asorah kodma shechina. The shechina is there before the asya. Tloso adi yasvi. The difference is by tloso it's until they sit in the bezdin in the din itself. Then the shechina comes. By asorah the shechina is there beforehand. Zok di Gemara. Omareb avin ba'ada omareb Yitzchok. How do we know that the Eibishter puts on tefillin? Now the Rishonim are discussing this Gemara. The Eibishter we know ain a goof, v'lo yasiyu masigi a goof. So the Eibishter putting on tefillin, what does that mean? So some Rishonim say that Tosfos Rosh says it's all derech moshel, and it's kein, just like Klal Yisrael. Remember, can't see the Eibishter. Keneged the Moich, keneged the Lev, when we put on tefillin, so to the Eibishter constantly remembers us. Women's dabik in the Eibishter by tefillin, the Eibishter constantly remembers us. We see from these psukim, it's derech Moshe that he constantly remembers us. But it doesn't mamish mean that it's not a goof. Of course, it's not a goof. The Chazal. Whenever it says the Yad Hashem Dizroya, it has to be derech Moshe. The Eibishter is not a goof. Now, the Chazal that say that Moshe Rabbeinu herla kodesh boch hu kesher tefillin, that doesn't mean there was a goof. That just means, just like he showed him the Maisa HaMishkan, he showed him things that were in the Skasha boy. So the kesher tefillin, the Skasha, he showed him. That doesn't mean, Chaz Shalom, that the Eibish is a goof, le'yasigu a goof. Zog di Gemara, masig a goof. Zog di Gemara, so minayin, shakodesh boch hu menich tefillin shenemal, nishba Hashem b'yaminoi, yaminoi is the right side, uvizroyoi, Uzoi, Zroya is the small, the left side is Uzoi. Biyaminoi Zutera, Shinema Mimini Eish Doslomoi. Uvizroya Uzoi, Elu Tfilin. The Tfilin are the Oiz, and that is the on the right side. Shinema, Hashem Oiz La Amo Yitain. The Eibishter gives strength to Amoy, to his class. We see Oiz is referring to Tfilin. So Gemara Minai, Shetfilin Oiz. How do we know Tfilin is stuck in Oiz? The Yisrael, the Chsiv. They will see your tefillin is on you. They'll be scared of you. So if they're scared of you, vices and oiz. This is referring to the tefillin sheberoish. So Rashi Menachas Lamed Hei says, why is it referring to tefillin sheberoish? Because roiv shem shakai is written in it. The shin and the dalad, the shin is on the bottom, is engraved. And the Dalad is in the Ritzuas. Mashiach and Shal Yad is only the Ritzuas, only have a Yud. Toysa brings it over here. Oh. The Vishyesh ben Roiv, Shem Shal Shakai, Shashin Ksuv, Bekemet, Shebebatim, Vadalas, Beritzuas. Faktois, Vetemo, Beshavis, Perkam, Bama, Ligan, Koma, Minamuta, Beficha, Velemap, Ritzuas, Mitteras, Shem, Beficha. So Ritzuas is never Chelik of the Tfilin, Kapi, Minamuta, Beficha. So how could that be Chelik of the Shakai? And Zok Toysa's. And Taisa says the two is called Tashmisha Kedusha. Eli Yeshleima. Eli Tfilin Shabarosh. Fishem Begovoy Shalosh. It's on the top of the head. Venirin. So it's more visible. The Shaykh Buvaro. So Avatilin Shayad Mechusin. They're covered. Lecholois. Veloy Lachem Lois. So that's what it's referring to Tfilin Shabarosh. If you do it in Maisa with the Goyin when he came once to an inn and the innkeeper was wearing Tfilin, those is everyone wore Tfilin. And the Goyin got a room. And then a poritz came in and he wanted a room. There's no room available, he told him. So he stormed into the guy's room. He saw the guy with tefillin. He ran out. He got scared of him. Yeah. So and he ran out. So the innkeeper asked the guy, why was he scared? Because of the tefillin. He says, I wear tefillin too. So the guy says, take the Gemara, Elu tefillin sheberosh. Don't say ala roish. Tefillin has to be in your head. So then the attack is scared of you. Omer Rav Nachman by Yitzchok. What are the tefillin of the Eibishter? We said he wore, but what's taken? The parshias. Max Ibu. Tefillin shel Roish is four parshias. So Yad is the same four parshias again, but what's taken there? Max Ibu. Omele, Mikam Chi Yisrael. That's a pasuk. Asheloy Lekim Koy Melov, Chol Kreinu Elov. Mikam Chi Yisrael Goyechod, Boorets. Oh. Oh, I'm sorry. Now, this is the pasuk of Mikam. Sorry, that's the next pasuk. Zog dem a wosh rosh ein tfilin von der Eibishter. Omele, mi kam chisol go yechad ba oretz. So gemo we khim im shtab khut shvikh be shvakhay di sol de ebsh iz mishtabach in de shvakh of khaysol in de khsivas hashem he marto he mat losh khshivas hayom hashem he mir hayom and the ebsh was machshev you om lema kosh bokh li sol atmes tuni khativa achas boilem azeh be oilem vani es khativa achas boilem atmes tuni khativa achas boilem why shenem shmaysol hashem ken shem khod you made me one khativa vani es khativa achas boilem shenem u mi kam khisol ko yachad be oret Om Ravache be the Rove, the Ravashi Tener b'chad beis. So you just explain me one parsha, one bias. B'shar bati mai. What's saying the other parshas? Omalei, that's the second pasuk. Kimi goygol umi kumi kimi goygodl. That's the pasuk of kimi goygol asher eloi lekim koyim elov b'chol kreinu elov. The next pasuk is umi goygodl. That's the pasuk umi goygol asher eloi chukim mishpatim tzadikim cholatera azeis. Ashrecha Yisrael. That's the pasuk of Ashrecha Yisrael. I'm noish Hashem. Mogen Israecho, Vashchem Kavisecho. And the fourth parish, the next parish is, which is ready, the fifth, by Anisa Likim, Lakach the Goy, Mikerv Goy. And the next one is the Sitche Elyoin, Alkola Goyim. So Gemara, Ebezo, you just got the six parishes with the Mika Amcho. Yochan Efisha Lituva, Bati, so he has more than four Bati, we're assuming the Ebezo is like us. Ezokama Ela, Mi Goy Golu, Mi Goy Golu. They're both talking about the same thing. Is one is considered the Dami La Dodi Bechad Beis? It's considered one Beis, and the Mashal explains Kimi Goygol Hashem Lekim Koyim Elov Pchol Karuni. That's through Tefillah, we're Mizdabek in the Eibishta, and Umi Goygol Hashem Lechukim Mishpatim is through Torah. So those in them you Mizdabek, it's similar. So that's considered like one parsha. Zog the Mora Hashrech Yisol Mikam Chisol are also similar. So divide the one parsha Bechad Beisa. Oyanisa Lekim is another Beis. That's four, three. And Velasit Chayelion is Bechad Beisa is the fourth. So that's Daka four. That's all talking about the Tzimtzum shel Rosh. Zok the Gemara Davar Mebeis the Kulu Ksiva Bad Roi, and all these four parshas are written likewise in the Tzimtzum shel Yad. The same four parshas. We'll stop over here. Stop of Vav Amid Beis.